My sitar flows in 19 bands of light. Baj Chikari and Tarab. Its journey to my hand is a mystery. But its music medicine came to my doorstep from an old land, ripped me from the eons, and pulled my soul into its orbit. It's a path unlike any other, bending more than notes. A musician said, it's all angles. Sitar bends the note. Saraswati dances with the swan. And because I felt this resonance, I participate in its step toward the depths, from which rises a watery siren song of the phantoms. The sitar flows like a never-ending river, shepherding me to a place close and yet far away. My teacher speaks in clusters of daring. Consistency, 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 she says. Her words, the kernel of all learning, teaching, and the core of every guru's curriculum. I've seen the rivers of India, but I can't put myself and my sitar on their banks. But at dusk on a hot July night, I made my way with this string and steel riddle to the banks of the Salt River. Listening, I realized sitar will not accompany me without also shepherding a river of souls. Looking to the salt, I could almost see a funeral pyre float past, a desert-inspired mirage bobbing with the current, like a lazy raft of blazing flames and scented smoke, grief in its wake. In the desert and on the salt, my sitar smelled like incense, and the hymnody it raised came from an earlier time. I followed its lead, though I don't understand. My round orbit needs a bending. Moving to the same low place with water, my hand slides over the baj. Saragamapada Nisa. Then I start over and turn back looking for Saraswati to dance along the edges of my fingers. If I endow this time with consistency, maybe she will appear. Open the gates of inspiration, and I will find a corner, a crag in the rock, from which to behold a swan and a golden orb. I'll breathe deep, stroke the baj. Tarab and Chikari will raise a note for another time. I'll hold the wave and lean into the valley of fluid angles.